Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we just finished a wonderful conversation with Joe Botkin, who is the Senior Vice President at Rebuilding Together Long Island, an organization that really not only helps the people of Tamworth Hempstead, but also the people of Nassau and Suffolk County. And now, of course, you know, this is going to be a tough day because it's Christina Liu and Judy Bosworth. I mean, like, my gosh.
Are they in the right order?
This is the Judy Bosworth show coming up now. But really, it's such an honor when Judy comes on the show. Judy won re-election last November with tremendous numbers, and that's because of the job she does in the town. It's not a secret to anybody. She's loved and respected, and that's because of, one, her dedication, but her performance. You don't win if you don't perform. Unfortunately today, you know, people are tough, and they attack you, and they fight, and they bite you. And Judy, fortunately, can answer all the questions that come at her because she does the job at the end of the day. So, Judy, thank you for taking your time, and welcome.
Thank you, John Ryan.
Well done.
It's wonderful to be here, and I am very grateful to have been reelected, and thank you for those kind words. I'm so appreciative to all the residents of the town of North Hempstead, whether they vote for me or not. because there's a spirit in the town that is wonderful, of people working together, helping each other, and you see that so well with the people who are involved in Project Independence, mm-hmm. whether it's the people who are providing services or the people who are actually part of Project Independence. And so it's just a wonderful thing to see when you see all the strife going on throughout our country. And, you know, I look at North Hempstead as somewhat of an oasis of people working together, trying to do what's right for all the residents in the town.
That's true. I agree.
You know, kind of timely, I have a long list.
I'm just going to say, I'm not even going to talk anymore. I'm done.
Well, I'll give you my,
Wait, before you do that, I do want to say thank you. I want to thank John Ryan for being such a wonderful host, and producer Christina Liu, Otto Loos, who is the co-host extraordinaire, and we have Anthony here as the engineer today. Special thank you to Dan Cox, the director of broadcasting at WCWP, and you know, and of course all the good work that's done here. And I appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity through Long Island University that gives us the space and the resources that are needed to record and to broadcast this great radio show.
It's the truth. It really is. It's a great show. It's informative. And because your support for Project Independence, shows like this continue. It's the truth. So, I mean, the credit has to go back. You can thank all of us, but none of this would be happening if it wasn't for you and Christina. We'll throw Christina in there, too. Because she gets people that are amazing.
I was here early, and I was listening to Joe Botkin speak. And I was thinking, wow, I mean, Rebuilding Together Long Island, what an amazing group of people volunteering, helping, and really enabling people to stay in their homes, which is the goal of Project Independence, of course. But here's another resource to help
Making a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what it was. Years ago, you didn't have any. I mean, not years ago. Many places still throughout New York do not have anything like Project Independence. They're lost. If a light bulb change or something, you know. I remember my mother years ago, she went up on a step stool to change a light. She fell off the step stool and went through the wall. It was just a sheetrock wall. It was their second house. It was cheaply made. You know, it was on the water, et cetera. That's not the point. She actually went through the wall. Two pieces. There was no insulation or anything. Her elbow went into the first and went through the dining room. And it's like, Ma, you're just an idiot. Excuse me. It's like, why did you do that? It's a damn light bulb. Let it go.
Yeah. But,
you know, she had to change it. Couldn't wait for my father to come home.
That's one of the problems, I think, as you get older, is you kind of don't know what the line is.
Right, I agree.
You shouldn't cross.
It's so funny that you say that because, you know, we're in the process of going through our house and trying to get rid of stuff that we've had for years and years and years. And so my husband, Jay, is constantly, you know, going up to the attic. And my son, Michael, every time he hears it, says, wait for me to come over. And we're looking at him thinking, why? But in his eyes, we need that.
I have the same problem with garbage. My one son who lives in Pennsylvania, when he does show up, which is often, he'll say, well, let me bring the garbage out. He said, well, the garbage, I managed to get it out all the time when you're not here. You know, I'm having,
But it makes him feel good.
I guess that's what it is. It goes both ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, you let it build up for 2 months. When are you coming, son? The garbage is full.
As it is, I let it build up for a week anyhow.
You have a question or I'm starting?
Actually, it wasn't really a question. Oh. It was preparing for the show.
Oh, good.
I was unable to attend a couple of Judy's talks, actually, but I do have reams of paperwork and things here that talk about all the things that Judy's been involved with. And my point was that I went through this list, which is very long, and we're not on television, so I can't show you.
It's a long list.
It's a long list.
Otto does his homework.
And right. I'm thinking about, before I finished the list, I actually had to take a nap. Because I got so tired thinking about the energy and the time required. I'm looking at it, and your list goes from quality of life, major capital improvements with budget constraints, providing people full details, people problems that do happen when you deal with people. And you go from Valentine's Day vows, renewal of vows to budget issues for a couple of million dollars or whatever. And I'm just pointing out, again, given a gold star, I guess, here. I think a lot of people really don't understand or think about the commitment and the focus it takes for somebody to do all these things. And I understand you have a staff and you don't do all these things yourself, but somebody has to kind of set the target and the priorities. And when you look at these kinds of lists, you have to understand what it takes. It takes a lot of work and a lot of hard work, and so therefore that's the end of my gold star talk.
So I think the most important thing that you said there was that you don't do it alone. And I will tell you that the North Hempstead staff here, whether it's Christina with Project Independence or my senior staff and the controller and the deputy supervisor and the town attorney and all our great commissioners, there is a real commitment to working together, to doing what's right to benefit the people of the town of North Hempstead. And of course, Otto, you're quite right, it starts with budget. You have to have the financial stability and the means to make things happen. And that's why I always think the budget is such a very important document, because it is the black and white document that outlines what the priorities of the administration are, what we're hoping to accomplish, and what we need to do so that we're doing it and we're not adding to the tax burden of everybody, but specifically our seniors, so many who are on fixed incomes, doing that within the tax cap, not reducing services, and doing it in a fiscally responsible way. And so one of the things that I am most proud of, and I think, I was here back in, I think it was September, when we were celebrating Project Independence birthday.
Right.
Okay. Mm. And so I probably did mention at that point that we were very proud of the bond rating that we have. It's a AAA bond rating. Last year at the State of the Town, and this is actually, I'm here to talk a little bit about what I spoke about at the State of the
Absolutely.
Town.
Absolutely.
So last year at the State of the Town, I had said we, at that point, had a AA1 rating with a positive outlook, but my goal was to see the town have a AAA rating. And at the time, when I said it, and I thought to myself, that's never happening. That's very hard to achieve.
By the way, anybody listening, Judy doesn't drink. So in case you think she had a few in her.
Ever. And so in last March, we did achieve a AAA bond rating. It's the highest bond rating that a municipality can achieve. And it's the first time in the history of the town of North Hempstead that we have a AAA bond rating. So that's something that we're very proud of. And that's an indication of the fact that an independent reviewer looked at what we were doing and said they had the most confidence in us that they could have.
Well, I'm sure you could look around at a lot of other things near us and they don't come close to a AAA bond rating.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Well, I can say that. You can't say that, because then you're comparing and you're boasting. So.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Now, is that one time or that gets confirmed?
No, that any time you go out for a bond authorization, Moody's then does an evaluation again.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Although we were given the AAA bond rating in March,
right.
It was reconfirmed, it was September or October.
Wow.
So anytime you go out for a bond, Moody's comes in and reevaluates to make sure that the bond rating should stay. So it's not just that we got it the one time, like it was
perfect.
A fluke.
Right, right. Okay, that's what
we
I was
got
asking.
It, and it's been confirmed. And we hope to maintain it, you know.
It's ongoing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Another very important independent evaluation was from the New York State Comptroller, you know, our great Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. What he does is he does a fiscal stress score. And so there's a fiscal stress score that's given to the municipalities in New York State. The lower the percentage, the better you are. So the town of North Hempstead's, this is bragging, but I think we have a right to. The fiscal stress score has improved so that we have the highest ratings, or the lowest fiscal stress in Nassau County, and the second lowest on Long Island. So our fiscal stress is under 2%. Which is amazing. And so to put that into context, the only municipality on Long Island that has a lower percentage is Shelter Island. And I like to say, and you know, they have a population of 20, but I want to be fair, their population is 2,000 season. So, you know, this is something that we're proud of, because it's an indication of how we're being fiscally responsible, right. But yet being able to do all these other things.
That's the big thing. It's fiscal responsibility with the services that you're providing that most of the other towns on Long Island do not even have, and they're way underwater. So where's the money going? It's not my business.
No, there are a lot of challenges,
yeah.
You know, and especially with the tax cap, those challenges continue.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things, and you didn't ask about this, but leads to fiscal stability is the fact that we just entered into a contract with our union workers. And so that's important because it gives stability to the town. We entered into a six-year contract, and it was a good one. So that at the end of last year, December, everyone got a 1.5% payment. Not a bonus. Doesn't go onto the salaries, but it's a payment. It does cap the pension. This coming year, it's a 1.75% increase. Next year, it'll be a 1.5% payment. The next year, a 1.75% increase. And then the last 2 years of the contract are 2%. But you can see it's responsible.
Absolutely.
And it's dealing with the challenges of the time.
Perfect. We have to take a break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.